This is an incoming transmission from the Jersey Shore.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, powered by McLean Advisory Group. Today, you'll hear some of the most important financial information and wealth-building techniques available anywhere.
Let's get this party started, huh?
Do you have a question for Scott and the team?
Am I on the air?
609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646.
We'll get that information to them by radio.
Now, Financial Insanity with Scott McLean.
You hear Scott's voice on the radio each week. You've probably even seen him around town. Maybe you've seen his face on some advertising. Maybe you know somebody he's worked with. But how much do you know about Scott the person and how Scott came to be who he is now and the business owner that he is? This is going to be a great show for you to get to know Scott. And remember, if you hear something today, if you have questions, you can always reach Scott and his team, 609-488-4646. And Scott, I just want to really get into it here with you and talk about your background a little bit. How did you get involved with financial services, Scott?
I don't know.
That is fair.
I don't know. I just fell in love with just numbers, I think, because of Dad. When we used to play ball, he'd take me out of the ball game and said, "Son, what's 10% of $1,000? And I'd say, "Dad, I'm fixing to play ball." I was like 8 years old. And then he said, "Well, Scott, you got to answer the question. You can't get out of the car. Dad, I'm about to play ball. You got to let me go." And we'd have a little tussle. He always won. And I started to understand I didn't like him because he was running numbers all the time and asking questions. And, you know, the older I get, the smarter he is. And I can see that when I think about numbers, it's so valuable. And then, of course, it led into not only numbers, but then finances. And then on top of finances, money and doing budget. I remember Mom and Dad were arguing about finances. And Ken, why don't you do the checkbook? Or Joan, why don't you do the checkbook? And I remember hearing that as a little guy. And they weren't arguing, just going back and forth and remembering budgets, numbers. 1966, I was a little bit older. I was, I guess I was a whopping 8 years old and we just moved to Florida, Jacksonville, Florida. Just hearing how Daddy, when he bought a car, I'd listen. I didn't know what I was doing. Or when he bought a boat, when he bought things, he was really good at numbers. And I didn't even think about it. So if you're going to go back that far, now going up to this age in my life, now I'm a little bit older, 60 plus years older. And I'm thinking, you know what? Numbers are really important. And finance is so critical when you put numbers to it. I think that's what made me intrigued. And you know what, Alex, in school, I'll never forget Mr. Brew. I was going to Nyack College and heading into the mission field and looking to be a missionary. And my roommate, Danny, who is now actually overseas in Poland, helping out in the Ukraine crisis. And I'll never forget, he always make fun of me because I liked, my daddy says, "Scott, you must take financial courses." I said, "Daddy, I'm studying Greek. I'm studying Hebrew. I'm getting involved in the ministry." He goes, "Look, what makes me upset," because he's a trustee on the board, "is pastors who handle money don't know much about money. And you need to know about money. So I want you to take financial courses." Now, let me help you, Alex. This is probably crazy like you. You know, I worked at Eddie Sunoco right there in Nyack, New York. I pumped gas from a wonderful time at 2 o'clock in the afternoon till 8 o'clock.
Oof.
I'd go home, I'd study. And then from 1 a.m. to 6 a.m., I'd unload trucks at UPS in Nanuet, New York. I was butt broke and I had no money, but Daddy helped pay some of the bills in college. And I, of course, paid a lot of it too. And I remember when Dad says, "If you don't take college course on finances, then I'm not going to help support you." Well, that was the caveat. So I guess maybe that's where it really hit home when Daddy said, "I'm not going to really help you out." And you know what, Mr. Brew, we were taking a class called statistics. Have you ever taken a class, statistics, Alex?
Unfortunately, I was forced to, yes.
You know, I remember raising my hand, and Mr. Brew was a CPA in Similac Milk, and he was going to be overseas, and he was at ATS in the seminary, and he was teaching his way, and college kids like me, I'm a young little rat. I guess I was 18 years old, and I raised my hand because he was teaching finance and statistics. I raised my hand and said, Mr. Brew, it looks like you can lie with numbers. He had a big smirk on his face. I'll never forget the smile he had. He said, son, that's what we need. Good businessmen and good businesswomen who understand how people can spin things to make it look good, but frankly, it doesn't. And that's what really turned me on. And I started to gravitate towards the financial world. I think that's where it really, really, I can't say where it really hit home, from whether it's playing ball to there, but then it really hit home on people. There's no classes that people take in school these days. Even still today, there's no class in elementary school, high school, college, unless you actually sign up for that, teaches you about money and finance. And I think that's where the emphasis of our firm has been. Let's educate people. Before you invest, let's understand what the heck you're doing so you don't get caught in the whirlwind of statistical lies. And I think that's really hit me hard, Alex, in my career.
Well, and for people that want some answers to their questions, they can call Scott, 609-488-4646. And, you know, you said it really started with your dad there. And did you find yourself, you know, passing on some of those words of wisdom to your kids and, you know, grandkids?
Of course I do. And I do the same thing to them daddy did to me, you know, like history repeats itself. I do. And every kid has a different lesson. So if it's my daughter with the horses, I'll relate it to her. If it's my grandson playing baseball and buying a new glove, or maybe buying a ball, or maybe buying ice cream, negotiating, talking, and, you know, trying to get the best bang for your buck, no matter what child I'm speaking to, and I got a bunch of them, I think that's important. Finances will last the rest of your life.
Yeah, I remember my dad always told me that every dollar I make's already been spent. And I remember that was a little bit depressing, but pretty accurate as I started working. I was, okay, I know what my dad was saying. Now, tell me more, Scott, here, about your first job. You first started working, and do you have some experiences or some lessons that have kind of carried on with you?
Best of my knowledge, my first job was at a bowling alley in Jacksonville, Florida. It was just opening up. I was cleaning. I was sweeping the floors. That was my first job. They needed, you know, part-time help. And that was fun. The experience, I didn't like it. I guess I didn't like somebody have their thumb on my head and tell me when and putting a number on me and saying, you're worth this. I thought I was worth more. The second biggest thing was, I think the biggest impact was Mr. Jones, a very close friend of mine. He's passed away. Mrs. Jones is still alive. She's about 96, I think, right around now. And Charlie, and they had the largest fence company in Jacksonville, Florida. I remember going out there putting up fence. And what I learned about it, hard work. And I loved working. I loved being outside. I just tell me what to do. And that made me excited. And my biggest excitement, why did I work? I had to pay for the gas for the boat. Daddy said, if you want to go water skiing a lot, which was my drug of choice, water skiing. I had to water ski. Frankly, I do that more than anything in the world, and I competed all over the United States. But when I was younger, I had to pay for it myself, and that was a big lesson of making money. And so Mr. Jones gave me a job, and I'll never forget looking at the paycheck, and my paycheck was, well, at $1.85 an hour, that was a lot of money. But I noticed a line. I didn't know what that line was, is Social Security, federal tax. I was I didn't understand those numbers. So, of course, I asked my dad, and he said, son, that's going to be with you the rest of your life. That's inherited. And I understand about taxes, which is why I built the tax practice now going many years for it, but that really hit me, even though it was, the paycheck was so little, even though it was big back then. Why is somebody putting their hand in my pocket? I got to get their hand out of my pocket. That's what I did. Fence work. Amazing.
Well, and Scott, it's great to hear about, you know, your history, learn a little bit more about you, how you got to be where you're at now. But tell me a little bit about now and what it's like to work with you, to be your client. And, you know, do you do things like hold client events and, you know, encourage these people to stay active? And what is it kind of like to interact with you once, you know, come to work with you?
I just had a meeting today with a client, the second meeting. First time I just get to know people. Get a relationship to see if there's a fit. Maybe there's a fit with myself, or maybe they don't fit with me. Maybe I fit with them and they don't fit with me, or vice versa. Number one, there's got to be a fit. Number two, I really want them to understand where they're at. I really want to understand, you know, what does retirement look like near or in retirement? Perhaps people are now, maybe they're 45 and 50. They don't know to save money. They're spending all their money on their kids, which is normal. And then they have to play catch up. Money is so critically, and now it's really hard with this market we're going through right now. I think what's important on the education process and the process I work with our clients is, number one, to educate them. Number two, which is why we've been doing, Alex, so many different workshops, whether it's a tax workshop, a social security workshop. We do a estate planning, I call it wills and trust workshop. We do a workshop on investments, and then, of course, investments and taxes. And so many different areas that come into the area of finance, but it breaks down to how does it really fit the person I'm speaking with at that time. I think by doing that, I really know how to really help them understand what they're going through, if it's a brand new person I met for the first time, or if it's a client's been with me for 15, 20, 30 years. And I've got clients that long with me, because now it's going in, it's my 40th year on going forward, 41st year going on forward. I think it's really important to understand, for me to understand the client and them to understand me. So if it's a good fit, great. It's a great relationship. I think it's important before we even do business together to know each other. And again, to help them understand or educate them. And that's important to me.
Scott, I've enjoyed getting to know you and talking with you, and very enjoyable experience for me. And you really teach me a lot as well. And if people had questions, how could they get a hold of you, Scott?
I'd love them to write down their questions, to write down their thoughts. Maybe they've been like myself, working their tail off for their life, and now they want to preserve their assets or put them in the right place. I'd love to hear from people at 609-488-4646. If you have questions, I probably have answers for sure. 609-488-4646. Write them down. I feel free to talk to you off the air.
More Financial Insanity with Scott McLean on the way.
Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
Put your positive hat on. Let's have a call to come to Jesus meet. Let's have a real live discussion. Let's get somewhere and put a game plan together.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, presented by McLean Advisory Group.
Who is most likely to be comfortable and confident with their retirement? Doesn't that sound nice? Well, there are a few things you can do to help secure your financial future. Scott with us. to break it all down. Let's start here. As the Employee Benefit Research Institute did do a study, found that retirees who say they feel comfortable in retirement have done the same four things. How about that? So we're going to share those four keys with you all today. The first one is going into retirement with little or no debt.
Boy, you know what? This is the biggest challenge I face. I had a beautiful couple come in yesterday. They were 80 and 84. They had $50,000 to their name. And I asked them, how long you've been retired? Oh, Scott, we retired in 2003. Mm. Oh, I'm so excited for you. Almost what? What's that? 20 plus years. And tell me about your situation. They had a $200,000 mortgage. They were spending, as she said, well, Scott, we're only spending out of our accounts $1,000 a month. And so I'm thinking, okay, and we're living our Social Security. So I bought that. I bought into that. Mm-hmm. And I said, do me a favor. Could I see your tax return? This is where the three blind mice come in, Alex. I asked to look at the tax return. Alex, the tax return showed me they were pulling out $24,000 a month.
Oof.
They had $50,000 left. I had to give him the bad news. And I said, well, how long have you been with your advisor? Oh, we've been with him since 2003, 2004, when we retired. I said, when he or she got with you on a yearly basis to explain how money works and how your money's going to last, what did they say? And they said, well, they just said, move my money around. Alex, they had their money in the stock market.
Yep.
And it risky. And they were down 20% year to date, 20%. I said, well, wait a minute. Last year, the market was up almost 20%. So you were spending the earnings. I didn't tell them what I was seeing on the tax return, Alex. If you have a tax return, number one, and you have debt, pay attention. Because when I looked at the tax return, I looked at the debt situation. I said, you know, you guys are taking out $2,000 a month out of your savings. You have a $200,000 mortgage. And when you pass away to the lovely young man of 84 years old, I said, if you pass away, your wife is going to have to make some serious decisions. And so the serious decision is you got to sell the house, you got to downsize, you got to move in with the kids. But no one had that, I call it a come to Jesus meeting. Let's talk about the brass tacks. If you have debt right now, let's focus on it. And when you pay down debt, you don't pay down the highest interest rate. The biggest mistake is you pay the highest interest rate card when you should do, write this down. If you're listening, if you can remember one thing right now, just one thing, rolling debt. I want to roll down or pay down my debt through the snowball effect of paying down debt. This is critical. If you need help on that and you have debt, please feel free to call me off the air, 609-488-4646. Scott, when you say snowball, how do I snowball my debt? How do I pay it off quicker? Please call me. Unlike this couple I had, they didn't call me at 609-488-4646. What they did was they kept living the same life, and the financial advisor in their life never guided them through all of the areas, looking at the tax returns, the legal documents, as well as their portfolio. So snowball debt. Number two, the most important, of course, paying down your debt. The most important thing, of course, is paying off as you snowball down the debt. How much cash do we have in the sideline? I asked this lovely couple, oh, we have a couple $1,000, but we pay our bills off every month. Well, we just refinanced, Scott. Oh, is that to pay back the credit cards? Yes. How much in credit card debt do you have now? They said $8,000 in credit card debt. So what they're doing is they're using the credit card. They don't feel the impact of the debt until it comes due. Then they pull the money out of the IRA accounts, causing more taxation. This is double dumb. So please, Alex, you brought a big point on the first thing in retirement. Let's take a look at the debt. Let's go ahead and have a wrestling match with the debt, and let's go ahead and get this in control.
And we're talking here today with Scott McClain about the four keys to a comfortable retirement. And Scott, I must say, I saw you on TV the other day, obviously know about the radio show. We know about the book. You're everywhere, but it's very important to you to educate people and just talk about that, Scott, about getting in front of people and why you think that that's important.
you know, I think that's my calling, Alex. I love educating people. My one area was heading out into the field, the mission field, and of course, called into this financial industry. And what I found is the lack of knowledge people have, and they need guidance. They don't need to be told. I am my favorite class, Alex, you'll never guess what it was. It was show and tell. Because I could talk about something, show people things and show them how it works. And I was in kindergarten when my daddy brought back, all over the world, and he traveled, he opened up plants and spoke six languages. My dad was brilliant. And one thing I waited for is when he got home and he opened his bag, he showed me presents. And when he gave me a present, gave my sister a present, I was able to use that to show and tell. Show and tell is important because I need not to tell people what to do, but guide them into making smart decisions with their money when it comes to retirement. This is where the lost art of advising is. People want to sell, but they don't want to educate. They want to tell, but they don't want to walk them through the valley of shadow of death because they think everything's okay. But meanwhile, they've got a left hook wave coming at them that could disaster them, as the young couple I just spoke about. And I had to tell that young couple we just spoke about, Alex, that you need to sell your house, go to low income housing, use that money, and or move in with your kids. I guarantee you, they probably don't like me. And if they're listening right now, I love you. I'm giving you tough love because comfort, sometimes you have to sacrifice comfort for how do I make sure that if my wife passed away, if I pass away, husband passed away in this case, how can they survive and enjoy life? Isn't that what it's about, Alex?
Absolutely. No, 100%. And the less you have to worry about, the better. And one of the things we worry about the most, run out of money in retirement. That's a real concern. 609-488-4646. And so talking about four keys to a comfortable retirement. First one, going into retirement with little or no debt. That sounds tremendous. The second key to a comfortable retirement, having a clear spend down strategy. Scott, what does that mean?
Spend down strategy. Not only spending down your debt, but spending down your expenses. Alex, if you're out there right now listening, I'm not preaching to you. I promise you I'm not. I'm trying to help guide people make smart decisions. And spend down means, well, maybe to me, it means something important. Can I live on a lower means? If you're living on, let's say, $100,000, and then all of a sudden you look at your retirement, you think you have a ton of cash in there, and the advisor says using the rule of 4%, well, do you have enough to live comfortably? Maybe you need to start cutting things out. Some people have said, well, I'm going to go ahead and just buy one car this year, and my wife and I, or my spouse and I, my significant other and I, we can use one car. Maybe it's not going out as much. Maybe it's sharing, and as we did in our church, go have a covered dish dinners and all get together and still have fun, or maybe have people come over and share. Spending down. Maybe you don't have to buy as much clothes. Maybe getting a smaller house, as we're talking to many people. So spending down strategy and paying attention to the numbers. Both spouses need to get together and look at what they're spending and put a spreadsheet together. If you don't want a spreadsheet, because no one likes the cuss word, the B cuss word called budget. No one wants a budget, but I can promise you this. When you're coming off a juicy income and now you're retiring, you need to sit down and figure out what can we live with, what can't we live with. And the biggest cuss word is this, Alex. The biggest cuss word on top of the word budget is no. When your kids want to borrow money from you and you're spending money, this couple was telling me, well, my lovely child was getting a divorce, so we helped him out. What'd you do? Well, we paid her debt down. Is that where the money went? Yeah, a lot of it did. We wanted to help her. I said, why'd you do that? Because that's our child. We wanted to help out. Well, the emotions and practicality, I'm not telling you guys to hate me on the radio right now, but you got to look at this is about you and your love. If you're married, your lovely wife or partner. You've got to pay attention. You've got to pay attention to your money. And as you look at your money, can we afford giving our child $10,000, $20,000 to pay their debt down? What does that look like? If you don't have a financial advisor, run the numbers several different ways. But if you don't have an advisor and want to ask a question, please feel free to call me off the air, 609-488-4646. The reason why is because you might just need another opinion. I'm not going to tell you what to do if you decide to call me at 609-488-4646. But what I'll do is I'll give you my input. And 41 years being in this industry, I've seen a lot of people make decisions that maybe they should have asked somebody else. Because I can tell you, the decisions you make today may affect you, like in this couple, and it's affecting them right now. They could be running out of money. Don't put yourself in this situation, Alex. They don't have to do it. Feel free to give me a call if you wish to, but I want to help you.
Hey, Scott, a lot of times it's just that big picture. It's just not being able to see the big picture and you're wanting to solve that problem right now, wanting to help that person in the immediate, wanting to satisfy this desire right now. But Scott, it's really about the big picture and how it all comes together.
You couldn't have said that better, Alex. And when I see the big picture, it happened to me yesterday when I was heading to the office and I asked my wife, where I need to get where's the napkins I got to take with me as I'm driving to work from the farm out in Southampton. And I said, where's the daggum napkins? And she goes, Scott, it's right in front of you. Hmm. There's a big roll of napkins in this.
Right in front of your face, Scott.
It was dead. I mean, like, I'm looking all over the place. Sure. I'm running to go out. I want to be on time. And it was right in front of me. If your retirement is right in front of you, you probably need someone to run it by, because they are able to. If they're an advisor, they should not be wanting to sell you products. They should be wanting to help solve a problem or a solution or a problem that may be coming down. This is the difference between an advisor and a salesperson. Why? Advisors should be looking at the taxes, the legal and the financial, and then possibly problems coming down the road. And so I can tell you right now, Alex, when you look at the spend down, if you've been doing this thing as long as I have and other advisors out there, they've been doing it a while. The question is, how are you getting guided? Not sold a product, because anybody can sell a product, but educated on what to do. You don't want to buy sneakers when it's snowing out. You probably want to buy boots. Unless you're going to play basketball in the gym, then you might want sneakers. But again, buy the right tools for the right time.
609-488-4646. If you have questions, you can call Scott, 609-488-4646. Just add a .com for the website. Breaking down the four keys to a comfortable retirement. More financial insanity on the way.
Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
Why doesn't Sherlock Holmes pay a lot in taxes? Because he makes brilliant deductions. Welcome back to Financial Insanity, brought to you by McLean Advisory Group.
A study from the Employee Benefit Research Institute finding retirees who consider themselves to be comfortable in retirement have done the same four things. And so, Scott, first, let's recap. The first two keys to a comfortable retirement we went over. Number one, going into retirement with little or no debt. And then number two, creating a clear spend down strategy. So, taking us to the next key, having some sort of employer-provided assistance. Talk about that one a little bit, Scott.
You definitely want to get the employer-provided systems like your 401k. If you have a 401k, make sure you're matching it. You might have a 403b, which is a nonprofit, same as working as the 401a. And you want to make sure the money's put in the right investment choice, especially now. In addition to that, if you're, I think it's 59 and a half and older, you're allowed to do what's called a in-service withdrawal. Most plans offer an in-service withdrawal. Let me give you a heads up. Based on the stock market taking a real challenging time this past year and perhaps going forward for another few years, I believe, perhaps if you're in retirement, you're planning on retirement, you take that money in the 401k, 403b, if you're over 59 and a half, and you roll it out of the plan and put it into some guaranteed accounts. That's right. Or put it into an area, let's say roll it into an IRA. And as you roll it over into an IRA, you still contribute to your 401k, 403b, 457, your TSP. Still keep contributing. But on the money that you pull out and put into IRA, you have the universe of investments to go into. Let me tell you what a universe means. You're not just stuck to the, quote, portfolio they offer, the mutual funds they offer. You're able to go outside into an IRA account. And in this IRA account, you're able to get individual stocks, bonds, preferreds, REITs, BDCs, MLPs, all sorts of yummy types of investments. Maybe you're going to buy managed futures or hedge funds or maybe commodities. You need to be able to, I should say, flexible and able to go when in most of these plans, they don't have it. The second thing is on top of that, maximizing your 401k out and then doing an in-service rollover to perhaps other vehicles out there that are perhaps they've got some guaranteed vehicles like I've seen lately of 5% and going up. Maybe you need to participate in the prepaid legal plan because you need your legals done. Perhaps you get a prepaid legal plan that's very pennies on a dollar. Or maybe you're going to go into the, I think it's called the Hyatt legal plan. Great product. See if they have that. And I would definitely look at that to keep your legal expenses down. For your will, power of attorney, living will, healthcare directive, maybe you need a trust. So your legal aspects. And finally, we talk about your healthcare savings account, your HSA. As long as it's portable or you're using it for yourself, the spouse, make sure the HSA is funded or the FSA. The FSA is called the flexible spending account. I love when I see people are really cranking that up because they're cranking it up means putting money into it as long as you can take it with you. You don't want to put it in and then lose it. So you might need to speak to your department there at your work and to see if it's, I don't want to use it or lose it. You don't want that plan unless you have a lot of medical expenses. Then you're tax deferring the money. In other words, you get to write it off on your income. And so you make $50,000 a year and you put $10,000 a year in the HSA. That means your income shows you made $40,000. It's just a tax play. So when your financial advisor looks at the tax return, he or she can guide you. Again, look at all the different areas when we talk about the employer benefit information, as Alex, you well said. And then again, what is your definition of comfortable? When you retire, get that number we just spoke about. Understand, you know what? You've lived rich, you've lived poor, but you're comfortable. What is your definition of comfortable? Not your kid's definition, not your best friend's definition, your definition of comfortable.
Talking about four keys to having a comfortable retirement, and we just went over the having an employee provided assistance. We're discussing a pension. And if we're talking about having guaranteed income, you got to throw out Social Security as well. So that can be an option for folks. And how do we make sure people are making the right decision there, Scott?
Alex, I forgot that. Thanks for bringing it up because we do Social Security planning.
I mean, it's
well
a good detail.
Planning.
Yeah, it's part of it though, right?
And the mistake they could make is the couple. I got off the phone with this couple this morning at 8:30. And this couple, his wife is taking Social Security. She is 72. And her income right now on her Social Security And I've spoken to this couple several times. She is receiving right now $1,800 a month on her Social Security, and she's 72. Her husband, we were doing this this meeting this morning. Her husband is 68, still working, not taking Social Security. And I asked him, I said, why aren't you taking the spousal benefit? See, he can claim the spousal benefit. He said, what do you mean? I said, well, I'm looking at my notes, and every year I've been asking you about this, take the spousal benefit, because you do qualify, because the laws have changed on Social Security. Well, she was getting $1,800 a month. He is past the full retirement age, FRA. If you look it up on your statements, guys and girls out there. Well, hers was $1,800. Did you know? And I said, why don't you apply for the spousal benefit, not your benefit, right now? And I'd like you to right now go ahead, and you're able to take $800 extra a month. Keep working, but you have an extra $800. Now put that in your 401k, in his case, the FSA. And I said, increase your savings. He said, I could do that. Because of all of the choices that you have in Social Security. By the way, Alex, there's 587 different ways to take Social Security. Can you imagine how people could get confused?
Yeah.
And the number one way, Alex, versus the number two, could mean an extra $100,000 of income over one's lifetime. So choosing the right Social Security when you go into retirement, this is like the three-legged stool: cash in the bank, savings or retirement account and pension money, and then, of course, your Social Security. Those three entities, and I throw in one other entity, which is not the leg, but taxation. How can I make my retirement the most comfortable for my spouse, my significant other, my partner? How can I make that? And this is where you have to look at your investments, your savings. Maybe you want to move and build that new house. Let's take a look at the whole picture, not just one piece of the picture, which I see these daggum investment guys and girls. They look at one thing, what can I get versus how can I help?
Well, and again, it's that big picture, Scott. Like we mentioned earlier, it's how everything plays together. And when you're making your Social Security decision, it's the big picture as well. Yeah, one thing might look real good in the immediate or in a couple of years, but over the long haul, what is going to make the most sense? And so as we wrap up this segment here, give people an opportunity, if they have questions, how can they get a hold of you, Scott?
Please feel free to call me 609-488-4646. That's my radio studios. You'll get me. Now, if you don't get me, please, when you call 609-488-4646, speak to my staff. They are wonderful. And say, I'd like to speak with Scott. I know he's busy, because we're servicing our clients. They're number one. Tell them you want to speak to Scott and give them a quick heads up what it's a little bit about. And I will make time to speak to you off the air in a private conversation. Or perhaps you would like to say, Sky, I want to come in and have a come to Jesus meeting. Okay, great. Bring you and your significant other, if you're married, or you maybe have a partner, come on in, here to help you.
Scott McLean and the amazing team at McLean Advisory Group, 609-488-4646.com. If you want to see them online as well. This is Financial Insanity, out of the box thinking for your financial sanity. More on the way.
Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
Sounds like the mailman's here.
It's time to answer questions from the McLean Advisory Group mailbag.
As you could imagine, Scott gets questions each and every week about all things retirement, and we're going to open up some of these questions now. It's our mailbag segment, some common retirement questions. So, Scott, first off, thought this was a good one. We are seriously considering relocating now that we're a few years into retirement. Nothing is off the table, including moving abroad. Ooh la la. What are some things we should think about, Scott, when trying to decide where the heck we should go?
Well, being we just moved from Manahawkin, New Jersey, and my wife and I and daughter and family moved up to a place called Southampton, New Jersey, out to our farm. Many people know we have a farm and many horses out there in Southampton. You know, what do you think about? Number one, the expense of moving. Number two, the pain in the applesauce it is to move. And number three, are you away from the kids or not? So when I talk to people that are thinking about maybe getting a second home, maybe down south, a lot of people are talking to me now, Scott, what do you think we should do? How do we leverage our money? Where do we take the money from, Scott, to move? I've heard so many people ask these questions. If you're out there thinking about it, I'd love to speak to you, because what I've found is people are taking the money from the wrong accounts, or they're not leveraging their money. They're not perhaps borrowing money on the new house to buy, waiting for their house to sell. The market's getting a little bit softer now lately. And as we see interest rates go up, it's going to get worse. So if you're going to sell, you might want to think about it right away. But notwithstanding, there's a lot of questions to find out. Do you like the area? Maybe you should move partially. For example, last family was just here, which is just last week, which is why I'm funny. You were asking these questions. People are calling all the time these questions. They moved to, let's say, Florida. And here are these people from North Jersey moved to Florida. They're clients of ours, and they say, Scott, what do you think? I said, well, number one, leave your North Jersey attitude in New Jersey and become a Floridian. Relax. Don't ruin yourself. But notwithstanding, do you like the area? Maybe you should rent. Well, Scott, we're throwing money away. I hear all the time. We're just throwing money away if we rent. Okay. But what better would it be, Alex, to throw your money away for a year and find out you don't like it?
Yeah.
Or all of a sudden you find out maybe the kids, you know, you'll fly back and forth. It sounds good, but let me help those of you. It's a chore flying back and forth when your daughter or son finally pops out the first baby, second baby, third baby. You want to be around the kids, and all of a sudden, you want to be near the grandchildren.
Yep.
Or maybe your spouse wants to be the grandchildren more than you. Well, now you're spending a lot of money you didn't think you were going to spend. So that move could be a best move in the world, or it could be devastating. That's why I say to some people, what's holding you here? Why are you staying? Do you want to stay? Well, maybe you should rent.
Mm-hmm.
But Scott, it costs more to rent. Okay, let's say you sell your house for $300,000. You made a nice profit. Take $20,000 and go ahead and blow it. That's right, rent.
Yeah.
Because you just don't know if you don't like it. Now, if you like it, great. Number two, as the stock market is waffling right now, real estate prices are starting to contract. You can get that information anywhere. Should you wait? If you've got a big purchase, should you wait? So that is a very, Alex, that question you're asking is not a simple question. It's not a generic question for me to say, yes, move. No. Everybody's so different. Perhaps you're going through medical conditions right now, and it's hard to change doctors. Well, that would be a concern. So that's, again, another reason maybe you should rent or not rent. Are you going to work down there, making new friends? So this is really, really, could really eat into your wallet very rapidly with the bad mistake. Now, by the way, I'm not saying don't worry about making mistakes. Just add them up. You know, do a really top-down approach, the pros and cons, a side-by-side approach, and think, okay, should I move or shouldn't I move? And then where does the money come from? Do I have enough cash? Should I borrow on my house to buy a new house and then sell my house? Well, that might be an opportunity. I have purchased lots of real estate over my life. I have been really blessed to build a development here in Tom's River called Todd Road Estates. I've been really blessed in the area to get involved in real estate, let alone from my horse farm, the equestrian center we have out in Southampton, but yet in Ocala we have one. But the real question is, are we burning too much cash, not burning too much cash? This is a loaded, loaded question. I know I'm all over the map for those listening to me, but let me help you out. If you're thinking about moving, I'm excited for you. I want the best for everybody, but there's a lot of questions to ask before you pull the trigger.
Here's a good one. So this person sent it in for their dad. They says, my dad's a worrier, and now I'm afraid he's going to worry himself to death over everything that he sees on social media.
That's real.
He's constantly getting all of this information, and it seems to be worrying him, scaring him. What advice can this person give to their father when it comes to social media and all this financial news?
Everybody has their view. I have my view. Alex, you have your view. We have different views. That's why I like looking at history. What can history teach us versus trying to guesstimate? History has a good way of repeating itself more often than not. But again, we have to have many different advisors. I think with one advisor in your world, in your life, because the wisdom comes from many advisors in the book I read. And oftentimes we need that. How do you tell your dad? Dad, let's come on. I don't know if you can tell your parents anything. They're going to do what they want to do. They're probably set in their ways. I don't mean to be ugly. I can just tell you if they're set in their ways, or maybe you can say, let's go find a hobby. But then you need to say, Dad, these are two different opinions. Opinions are, everybody has their opinion, but let's see what we can find out. Let's call a couple people and get their feedback. But I can tell you that will cause, I mean, psychologically, we know for a fact that bad news causes your health to decline. It's a positive mental attitude, not being saying, oh, I hope the deficit goes away. No, we got to fix it. But it's keeping your head in the muck starts to smell, I can promise you. So they need to help get another advice, perhaps come in and say, let's talk to somebody else about it. But they need a fresh opinion. It sounds like they're kind of stuck in the muck. And it's really hard to do. Be very patient with your older parents, because pretty much it's going to be hard to change that habit. I'm sorry.
Very true. No, very true. And we are going over some mailbag questions today. If you have questions, the number 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646, @a.com for the website. Scott McClain, Financial Insanity, out of the box thinking for your financial sanity. Another question here, Scott. What is your best advice for someone who maybe is 10 years away from retirement and doesn't want to make any big financial mistakes? Huge time here. If it was football, that'd be the red zone, I would think, for your retirement.
Boy, that's a great thought. 10 years. Most people come in the last 6 months or last 3 months.
Hey, I'm retiring next week, Scott. What should I do?
Exactly right. So for those people that are nearing retirement, congratulations if you're 10 years away thinking about it. Number one, pay attention to taxes. Pay attention to taxes. How can I increase my savings? Pay attention to investing, shifting from the G to the I. TR equals G plus I. TR, total return, equals growth plus interest. The goal is to starting shifting your assets to a more of an income play, so you can live on the dividends and interest, not just on the growth. You can't spend growth. We spoke about that early in the segment. You can't spend growth, but you can spend the dividends and interest. 10 years away is a long time. Where do I put my money? Should I focus on a Roth IRAs as well as my 401k? Should I, if my spouse is retired, should I go ahead and continue funding my spouse's retirement? How much liquid cash do I need so when I retire, I have enough liquidity? And then I think the big cuss word most of the seniors or those becoming seniors like myself, here's a cuss word I think you need to memorize. It starts with the capital N and then the capital O. When people keep borrowing money from you, your kids keep coming to the well, perhaps you need to say no. And then I tell our clients, just tell them, my financial guy said I can't do it. Blame someone. I mean, my daughter used to want to go out and date a couple guys, and she goes, Dad, I really don't like that guy. I said, well, just tell him to come talk to me, and I'll help you out, honey. Use somebody else to help you out of that situation if you can't say no, because that's the biggest we never know when we need extra cash. It could be, A, the money is for you and your spouse if you're married. Then it's for your livelihood. Then it's for your fun enjoyment. So the go-go years, it goes to slow-go years. And maybe you can start giving it away. But it's about you first, you and your lovely spouse or your charities, but actually you and your family first, taking care of them. This is the biggest challenge I find, because what happens is when you get to that point, focus on your budget. But again, the cuss word, no. Start practicing no, because I can tell you that will start to bleed your money when you go into retirement and you're starting to help your kids. Well, they need it. Well, you're hurting yourself. It could be painful. So be very cautious of that.
Financial insanity, out of the box thinking for your financial sanity. Scott McLean, McLean Advisory Group. And we have time for one more question. And this is a good one this time of year. Hearing this a lot, I'm sure. Do you help people with Medicare is the question. I've been getting a lot of mail and phone calls about it, and it's really overwhelming.
Medicare has so many questions, but Obama actually came up with a simple plan. Whether you like him or not, they came up with a simple plan. The question is, when you pick the right products, and this is where you really want to make your decisions on picking the Medicare plan. And then, of course, what plan's the best for you? Everybody's different. And then what is the best prescription plan to go? And so you can go on the website and look that up to find out what kind of medication you're taking. So it seems like an easy answer, but it's not. You could get from Gerber. Remember Gerber baby food? And, of course, the Mutual of Omaha. Well, those are still plans out there. And there's some really good ones out there. People call us all the time. They want to find out what they can change to. And frankly, we're going to be building a department just for that area, because people need those help. And very simple, but it's not simple. Simple is not always easy. I promise you that.
Yep, that is for sure. Well, Scott, take us home here. Final thoughts as we wrap up today's program.
You know, guys, working in this industry now, I think of the past going on 41 years now, you've got questions. And the challenge I find in our industry is maybe you leave the questions on the shelf and you forget about them and you don't ask the questions, or maybe you forget to ask the advisor. We encourage people, when people call us, they come into our office, write your questions down. Bring them in. When people meet with them, I always say, hide your checkbook, hide your wallet. You cannot do business with me. Today, let's get to understand each other. Let's see if I can be of help. Perhaps you have an advisor you've had for 10, 15, 20 years. He might or she might be the best advisor in the world just for you. But there's something out there that maybe you should just get a second opinion. I promise you, if you had that pain in your hip for a long time, you might want to get a second opinion. And if you don't want to get that surgery, maybe you get a third opinion. By putting things on the shelf, you're putting or procrastinating, pushing things away. As we started one of the shows before, we spoke about diversifying your portfolio by using alternative investments, by paying attention to your taxes, Alex, you brought up today, and by paying attention to the legal documents. Is my estate of affairs in order? I promise you, after talking to a client today, they got their power of attorney as they head out to a trip tomorrow, and they're going to be going overseas. What better advice to get? Get your ducks in a row. Get all of your stuff out to your advisor. He or she should be answering these questions. Otherwise, you're stuck in the mousetrap. That's right, you're snapped because you didn't ask these questions. Write them down. Give our studios a call, 609-488-4646. I'd love to speak to you off the air, 609-488-4646, to help guide you make the right decisions with your money. because that wrong decision could cost you tons and tons of taxes, loss of money, and worry. The economy is not right now. So don't put this on the shelf, crossing your fingers and toes, thinking it's going to get better. I'm here to help you. 609-488-4646, McLean Advisory. Thanks for sharing your time with us.
This presentation may contain information which has undergone regulatory or other significant change since its original recording.
The information on this program is educational in nature and is not intended to be a recommendation for any specific investment product, strategy, plan, tax, or legal advice. Information presented is believed to be factual and up-to-date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice and is limited to the dissemination of general information and may not be suitable for members of the listening audience. Communications such as this are not impartial and are provided in connection with advertising and marketing for McLean Advisory Group. Prior to making any investment or financial decisions, an investor should always seek advice from a financial, insurance, legal, or tax professional. McLean Advisory Group and or Scott McLean offer investment advisory and financial planning services through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
This radio show is a paid placement.